Welcome to TKO, also known as
Trending with Keisha Nori. If it's trending, we're talking about it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the TKO podcast. And guess what? Guess what? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who was back in the building?
Comeback. Say hi. Don't call it a comeback, man. We coming back with a new edition.
Uh-oh.
Say what's up.
Uh-oh.
Debut.
Uh-oh.
Debut.
Uh-oh.
Mama.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Man, listen. I've been busy.
Yeah, you've been clearly.
Yeah, been busy, but good to be back. Nice to be seen. You know, trying to keep my head into what's trending so I could stay on topic.
So, what's up, sis? So you back? You got a little, got an extra, partner on the team? Who is
listen,
that?
Listen, man, I've been busy.
Who is
this
that?
Is the new addition to the team. This is Kyrie Robert. Say what's up, man. Say y'all see more of me later when I become famous. When I'm a famous ball player.
What's going on?
Listen, I've been busy making some new additions. It's been hard trying to keep up with, you know, the socials and what's trending. Because I'm trying to keep up with my boy, Ori, who's been holding it down since I've been out. but, you know, I keep one eye on the kids and one eye on the basketball game. So... finally got your wish. Sixers, number one seed into the playoffs is looking all right this time, Ori.
You know
looking
it.
All right.
You know it. You know it. You know it. First of all, good to have you back, sis. And as of course you're gonna do a podcast and feed the kid and have the other kid chilling. So this is gonna be a dynamic podcast. We're gonna see how you can handle this, because I've been
you're gonna see a couple dips in and out. I'm trying, man, but we're gonna keep this going strong.
That's what's up. I've been wanting to chop this up with you. You know, finally, Sixers are back, finally. And we're not even gonna talk about the past, we're not gonna talk about what happened before, we're gonna talk about the future. And you were the one of the people who was big critics of the saying the Sixers would not go this far because of X, Y, and Z. So now that X, Y, and Z has happened, I mean, what's your take? What do you see in this Sixers playoff?
Well, let's clue the people in, first of all. You're not going to get away with saying X, Y, and Z, okay? I'm not going to let you do that. Just because I've been gone don't mean I've changed. I'm going to stay the same. I'm going to stay true to myself. Mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z is actually B-R-O-W-N. But my whole point and my whole criticism with the team was always, and I still stand by, was that they needed a coaching change. And I think you can see with the coach coming over from the Clippers with his disappointing season.
Doc
and he
Rivers.
Comes here. Yeah, Rivers, he brings his son-in-law, or is it? Yeah, he brings his son-in-law.
Seth Curry.
Everybody hype about just because of the last name. But he plays his part. He plays his part. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you make that big change and you get some more role players. You get a couple more people who can drop some threes because the NBA is the three-point shooting league now. And you see what happens. It frees Joel Embiid up to – let me take a deep breath before I say this.
What? What you about – wait. Don't be nice.
Live up to his potential.
Oh, okay.
He has finally lived up to the hype. He has finally become the best center in the league. And he actually plays like he wants to win. Now, he has his moments where he goes back into flopping and all of that.
But
I think that being down low because you have so many other perimeter options have actually made him see how good he is down there and how much they need him in the paint, not just defensively, but offensively. And I think they really are a threat going into the playoffs, but they are going to have a bit of a challenge, I think, with with the Wizards because I think Westbrook is on a mission. I think he feels like he has a he has a lot to prove. And people are doubting him since he left Harden and Durant. And I think he finally feels he's with a team that can keep up with him, with Beal and all their role players, and Lopez, who has been a beast. You know, he shows up when he has to. So I think we're going to see if Doc Rivers is tried and true. So he, you know, he's not new to this. He's true to this. You know what I mean? So he knows what he's doing as far as coaching. I think the challenge is going to be whether or not Embiid and Simmons can live up to their potential and handle the pressure, because there's a lot of expectations on this team to go all the way. But I think what we'll see in these playoffs, and it's been exciting. Baseball has been, this is probably one of the best years in a while since the early 90s and since, you know, the Jordan era, where you really just don't know. I mean, you have – everybody's going to have their favorites, but it honestly, it could go either way. Because a handful of these teams that they expected to, you know, who are in the top five on the East and the West, a lot of them haven't had the opportunity to play at their full potential for more than 5 or 10 games. Just because of COVID restrictions and injuries. I mean, look at what happened to the Lakers. They went from being number one seed to being in the playing games. So it's going to be exciting. They have a lot of expectations. It's a lot of pressure. And I think this is going to be Embiid's got to really show who he is, or it's kind of like, oh, okay, he's just going to be another good player who never wins a championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of that. Obviously, Embiid, the only reason why he's not going to be MVP is because he missed, you know, about 20 games. So, but he had a MVP year. So when you have a MVP type guy on your team, you're considered the best. You know, that gives you some confidence. That gives the team some confidence. That gives their role players some confidence. That gives the coaches some confidence. And the other team knows it. The other side knows that. Number one, so it's going to be, you know, so I won't go super far. We won't make any predictions yet. We'll just talk about the first round.
It's hard. It's hard to make predictions, man.
Yeah. So we can just talk about the first round. I don't think they'll have a problem with Washington. I know Westbrook is on a mission, but unfortunately for him, he just doesn't have enough. Bradley Beal, his hamstring is not great. So at some point, he's not going to be able to do all of the things that he would love to do. He was actually the second leading scorer in NBA, Bradley Beal was.
Right.
You know,
maybe it's not a problem, but you don't think it's going to be competitive? It's a question I'm not going to answer, but let me see if you stand by your team like you say you do. They got the Wizards in what? How many games? How many games are you going?
Gentlemen sweep, so that's 5.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they're only going to be able to get one?
We're going up 3-0. We're going to go up 3-0.
Okay.
Game 4 is going to be tough. The Sixers are probably. Okay. Yeah. And then they'll come back to South Florida.
You still that optimistic guy, man. You know, listen, gentlemen, sweet. We'll see.
No. I didn't say that last year against Boston, did I?
We'll see. I like the confidence. We'll see what happens.
They really should. I mean, yes, you have a Hall of Famer in Westbrook. You have Bradley Beal, and they will give you some problems.
Right.
But their defense is terrible. The Wizards defense, I think they're 28th or 29th ranked. Don't quote me on that, everyone, but we know they're up in the 20s. So the Sixers should be able to score that will. So, okay, you want to double team Embiid? Okay, well, then he'll just kick it out. You swing it to Tobias. We'll swing it to Danny. Danny leads the NBA in corner three-pointers. Simmons can get to the hole. I mean, Seth Curry is going to hit open threes. Sixers play good defense. If they're in that half-court defense, you know, force Westbrook to take tough shots. Make him take tough shots. Bradley Beal, you know, Bradley Beal, like I said, he's a little hurt. If Bradley Beal wasn't hurt, it would be a lot closer. So I'm feeling a lot confident about that. Their role players, you know, they're okay. Ish Smith, who's with the Sixers, and Berghoff, who can shoot the three. Forgive me if I didn't pronounce his name correctly. Achimura, he's a tough guy, rebounder. But our guys, I mean, and I forgot about Tobias Harris, because Tobias Harris can certainly go one-on-one. When you need a shot, Tobias Harris can get you a bucket. Our defense, Thibault is going to be locked in. If I were the Sixers, I put Thibault on Westbrook, and I'm putting Ben on Bradley Beal and say, let's go. And let's say,
I really think the key is going to be having their first five really clicking and moving. And all five are going to have to be at the top of the game. Because if you get into this first round and it's not a gentleman's sweep, and you get to game six or seven, then you have to worry about managing now Embiid's conditioning, which I think has haunted him for his entire career. And hopefully we're past that point. But, you know, being out the 20 games, it's hard to really judge that, because it's not like he's a LeBron who's played a season where he's played all the, you know, all. Right. Obviously, it hasn't been the normal amount of games this season. But I think that's going to be, you know, the key. They want to get in there and they want to get the lead and keep the lead going into the fourth.
You know, I think their starting five, our starting five versus their starting five is not even close. I mean, the one thing I liked about the Sixers this year was that they had a lot of leads and they let a lot of teams come back, but they showed resilient. When those teams came back, the Sixers always found a way to win. When I felt like last year, they would have lost those games. So they showed me something this year. This team is resilient. So they can beat you in many ways. They can beat you and they can go up early, and they might lack a little bit and let teams come back, but they always find a way to win. We got guys that can get a bucket. We got two guys that can get buckets in the post easily, Embiid and Tobias Harris. We got guys who are going to have open looks. We're going to have shots. It's going to be Curry and Danny Green. And then once we get the rebound, we start running. We know Ben Simmons is one of the best in the business. He gets that ball. He gets run. He's going to get easy buckets. He's going to get easy points. So, and then the bench, I'll see how the bench goes. I think Doc may extend the bench. I didn't hear him. I know he's on the radio this week in Philly, so I don't know if he answered the question. But I wonder how far he's going to extend the bench. I think you're obviously going to have Dwight Howard coming off the bench. You're going to have Shake Milton. Obviously, we know Thibault's coming off the bench. And then maybe Korkmaz, if you're down for a few, you need some scoring. I wouldn't depend on him too much. And George Hill.
They should take advantage of Maxie's, you know,
youth and energy.
Energy wise, he's going to be excited. He's going to be nervous. He's going to be excited. But I think he's shown that he can perform. So eventually, that nervousness will turn into. In game situations, he'll step up and he'll be able to give them a boost if needed. If you start to see, because energy, you know, you said resilient, but I think it's a matter of them just finally having the right pieces in the right places. But a part of that is managing the time and the score differential and, you know, how many games do we really want to play in the first round? You know what I'm saying? Like, go in there, get it done. Don't play any games. Get your rest. You know what I'm saying? I think they definitely have a better bench than they've had in the past. But you don't want to get to the point where you have to rely on them more than necessary.
And another thing, the Sixers have been very good.
I'm sorry. But the benefit is they do have bench players who have a ton of playoff experience. So I think that's going to be key as well.
Right. You got bench players, you got championship guys on the team that when things are going to be tough, they're going to let you go. And somebody's going to hit a big shot. I mean, it's going to be a situation where the game is in balance, where the Sixers might be down by four with like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Danny Green is going to hit a big shot, or Joel Embiid is going to get a 3-point play or something like that, and then you're like,
There's only three guys I trust to make a big shot: Danny Green, Embiid, and Tobias Harris.
You don't trust Curry? Really?
No.
Okay. All right.
I think he's streaky, and he hits them. He doesn't hit them in stride. I think he has to find a rhythm. And when you need a big shot, I don't think it's just someone who can in stride, give him the ball. He's gonna, I think Seth Curry needs to get a rhythm, because obviously that's what separates him from his brother. Still a very good 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
But there's levels between those two.
Well, according to the NBA, his career 3-point shooting percentage is ranks either one or two. He's top three in his 3-point shooting percentage over his career. So,
if you only in the game every 5 minutes and you hit 2 threes, your percentage is going to be pretty high. But I don't think we've gotten out of him as much as we would like.
I think this is what he was bought here for. This is his moment. This is his playoff, because his brother most likely will be out in the first round. So this is his moment. This is his chance for him to now be. He got to the Western Conference Finals with Portland, and they got swept by Golden State. This is the year for this Curry to be in the championship game.
The year for him to stop being this Curry and for everybody to know his actual name.
Hey, Mama Curry gonna be at the Wells Fargo Center cheering him on. You know what I'm saying? So
what Mama Curry got to do with anything?
Mama Curry, because you a mama, just you know what it is. Mama be on TV, they be cheering their boys on. Mama Durant be there. You know what I mean? Like, the mamas motivate their sons and stuff. So
you gotta be worth motivating. I ain't just showing up for anybody.
Oh man, well that's true. So all right, well, what do you think? Well, I gave my prediction as far as the first round.
Not gonna do it. You're not gonna suck me into that. Before, when they were losers, it was easy. I was all over that. But now it's just I don't know. And it's not just because of them. Well, one, they're better, I'm not going to say better than I expected, but they're better. But so is the rest of the NBA. So it's really hard to say. I want to get through this first weekend of games, and hopefully I'll get to catch them all. But I think this first weekend of games are really going to show us first, because we're going to see what teams are going to actually see at full capacity. Like, for example, the Nets, we've seen them play their big three together, between less than 10 games all season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think a lot of teams who have had those issues with COVID, even with, the Lakers, everybody sleeping on the Suns in Denver. So it's hard to say, I still think, the Heat is an issue, even though they lost Oladipo, and I don't know. I just got to see this first round. I got to see the first round.
There y'all go. Thanks for watching us. We definitely appreciate your support. Definitely appreciate you holding it down and watching us and taking care of us and whatnot. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you tell your friends about it. Make sure you keep checking us out. And we are definitely going to have some upcoming episodes. We're going to run through all the Sixers playoffs. We're going to be with you through the whole Sixers journey. And we hope that journey ends where? Raid on Broad Street. Right, Keisha?
I don't know about all that, bro.
No, I said we hope. That's what
okay.
Want.
I missed the whole part. All right, yeah. That's what we want. We want the parade on Broad Street. We'll see what happens. I'm not gonna count these chickens before they hatch, but that's what we're looking forward to. Although my man is still playing in Lakers, my number one player. But I just want to take the time to say thanks to Ori for holding it down. You know, he's blessed y'all with a couple of episodes in my absence. And later on, you know, like he said, keep watching, keep subscribing and sharing and liking and commenting. As usual, always agree with me, never agree with Uri. And you know, other than sports, we jumping this off. I'm back, and we're gonna get into everything. So, just thanks for supporting, and thank you for holding it down, Uri.
No problem. Appreciate you, sis. Peace.